You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Federal lawmakers are moving closer to strengthening emergency alert systems in rural areas following last year's deadly July 4th floods. Texas Congressman Austin Pfluger's district includes much of the Western Hill Country. He spoke in support of his legislation, the Mystic Alerts Act, during a House Energy and Commerce Committee meeting this week.
This legislation ensures that during natural disasters that the wireless emergency alerts can still be delivered via satellite when traditional networks go down or service is unavailable.
The bipartisan bill was unanimously approved by the committee and now advances to the full U.S. House for consideration. Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Brooke Rollins visited the Texas city of La Pryor yesterday, where the first case of New World screwworm was detected. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports Rollins said a seventh case has so far been confirmed.
Rollins also shared some good news with reporters concerning the state and federal battle against the flesh-eating parasite.
The very first stop this morning was to go visit that baby calf that was case one for the first time again since 1966. He's with his mom. He couldn't be happier. He's bouncing around the pasture, completely healed.
Rollins says the healed calf shows how screwworm can be attacked statewide with quick reporting by ranchers. She says 142 million sterile flies have been released or airdropped across Texas since the outbreak began. The female flies only mate once, so mating with a sterile fly reduces their population. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Texas public schools are closing at an alarming rate, and experts say the state's own funding formula is largely to blame. At least 130 campuses across Texas have been approved for closure, with more expected. Many of those are here in San Antonio. Chandra Kring Villanueva of the policy group Every Texan tells TPR that while the state is putting in more money, the numbers tell a different story.
So the state might be putting in more money than they've ever put in before, but that's not when you adjust it for inflation and look at what our per student spending amount. Then it's about we're actually spending about $2,000 less per student than we were before the pandemic.
Districts from Fort Worth to Laredo to San Antonio have voted to shutter campuses, citing shrinking enrollment and tightening budgets. Diana Lambridge is the executive director of Futuro San Antonio. She tells TPR that the districts are caught between fiscal survival and academic accountability.
More and more school districts are facing pressure to deliver on academic results, and they have to, you know, make choices. Do I get perhaps taken over by the state, or do I choose to close a school that has been failing for many years? And I think that that is adding pressure to an already exhausted system.
The legislature approved billions in new school funding this session, but many districts say it still isn't enough, especially since much of the money is going to charter schools. You can hear more about increasing school closures at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. The San Antonio Spurs are hoping to stay alive in the road to the NBA championship. The Knicks lead the series 3-1 after the Spurs faced historic collapse earlier this week, blowing a 29-point lead. Tip-off for Game 5 is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. The game will air on ABC and stream on ESPN. And Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says his office is increasing security ahead of the game. The announcement follows reports of multiple assaults on Spurs fans in New York during the series. The incidents drew condemnation from San Antonio leaders and law enforcement.
Looking at what was done, I really wish more effort had been put out in New York to do the same thing. But with that being said, we're going to do what San Antonio does. We're going to take care of our Spurs. We're going to take care of any opposing teams that come. And we're going to, again, we're going to roll out the red carpet for any Knicks fans that come out to the game and hope that everybody's going to be mature adults.
Salazar says while passionate fans should support their teams, it's not worth risking violence or criminal charges. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.